Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, in our study of building blocks, we completed chapter 3. Today, we'll be starting on page 8 with chapter 4, Doctrinal Issues.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready and you've got pencil and paper ready. You'll go to our website, www.centralbaptistocala.org. That's www.centralbaptistocala.org. You go there, and it'll take you right there to our main page, and then right on the left-hand column there, you scroll down to where you see booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom. Click onto that, and after you click on, it takes you to the booklets. Click on to Building Block, because that's what we're covering right now. If you want to print it out on your computer, it's fine. It's free. We're not charging anything. It doesn't cost you anything but your ink and your paper, but it's there, and you can follow right along with us as we're going through this study. As a matter of fact, today we're going to start on page 8, Doctrinal Issues. Building Blocks was designed for new members and new converts. I actually wrote the initial book probably back in about 1984, and then I expanded it after that and brought it here to Ocala. And so I've used it in our own church for new members and new converts, and we'd like for you to have it, and you may want to try to disciple somebody you've won to Christ. I think it's even good to use in your family altar. Use as a family, and it'll help your younger kids, help you explain the Bible. Now, today, we look at doctrinal issues. I'm going to cover a lot of scriptures in this, so a lot of scriptures that are written down. I'm going to actually read those to you and make some comments, but also, I want you to know that as we make those comments and all that, you write those things down, you can fill it in and put a lot of your things in it. So I hope that you'll follow along on this. And then also, I trust you will be looking ahead. I know it's probably the end of May here when you're hearing me, and that means that July is just around the corner, and that's a special day. You say, what's so special about July? Well, July the 22nd, Monday, through July the 25th, Thursday, is the National Sword of the Lord Conference at Walkertown, North Carolina. We have a great lineup this year of preachers. In addition, they'll start at 7 o'clock each night, Monday through Thursday night, and they'll have two speakers each night. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 10 o'clock in the morning, they'll have two speakers as well. They also have in the afternoon special sessions, for example, the School of Prophets. Oh, I would advise every pastor to go there, young and old, but especially younger pastors. What Dr. Smith gives you in that will really go a long ways in your own personal ministry. And so I hope that you won't miss out on that. That's the National Sword of the Lord Conference in Walkertown, North Carolina, at the Gospel Light Baptist Church, July the 22nd through the 25th. I want to see you there, and if I do, make sure you introduce yourself to me, and let's talk. Well, now if you have your Bibles, we will be going from a lot of different passages, but we're on page 8 of our building blocks, and we're starting with doctrinal issues. Now, having made brief statements about the doctrine of Christ in the first three chapters, it's important to consider the next list of Bible doctrines with which to question a pastor if you're moving into a new area, you've just been newly saved, and you all want to know that this, how this church stands, because that's where God may want you to be. And if it is, then it's got to be a right church, because you know God's going to lead you to a church where they have right doctrine, not false doctrine. Now, you share these things with a pastor. If they do not agree, then you're probably not in a biblical New Testament local church. God would not expect you to support a church like that. God's will is to come out from among them and be separate. As a matter of fact, that's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 through 18, our booklet says, but I even go on a little bit further to chapter 7, verse 1. So let me just read that to you. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? Now let me stop right there. The word fellowship is very important, because the word fellowship represents a partnership. So what partnership has righteousness with unrighteousness? Well, none. None whatever. So righteousness does not have a partnership with unrighteousness where they're working together. That's why you don't blend your music. That's why you don't blend your Bibles. That's why you don't blend those things. You keep it pure. And it goes on to say, what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? For what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idol? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said. Okay, now we're seeing here that ye are a temple of God. And notice there, he's saying, as God hath said. And so, if you're the temple of the living God, you are a temple of his. When you receive Christ, the Spirit of God came to indwell you. And that's why he says, further in the verse, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Isn't it great to be God's people? Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Now, come out and be separate from what? Well, unrighteousness he's already mentioned. Unbelievers, he's mentioned that. Belial, false religion. Darkness, he's mentioned that. And so, idols, I mean, infidel. He's mentioned all of these things in these first verses. And so, it lets you know, you come out from among them, and ye be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Now, a lot of times we stop right there, but the very next chapter, and understand, chapter and verse divisions are by man. The very next chapter, that first verse says this, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Isn't that interesting? Because holiness has the idea of a separateness in it, just like these previous verses. And it's a separateness from sin. But notice that's in the flesh as well as in the spirit. There are a lot of people teaching liberty to the flesh today. The Bible does not teach that. Do not use your liberty for an occasion to the flesh, we find out in the book of Galatians chapter 5. No. Frees us from the power of the flesh. It frees us from being controlled by the flesh, and now we can walk in the Spirit. And so that's the liberty God gives. It's a liberty that leads us to holiness and a separateness unto our God. So cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit. Some things that people have are separated from the world life, but in their heart and mind, it's in the world and in themselves. And so that needs to be dealt with as well. So having said that, looking at doctrinal issues, because it's important that the doctrine in the church you attend be right. Now, so let's look at some of these doctrines that we should question about when we go to a church. First of all, the inspiration and preservation of the Word of God, that is, the Bible. By inspiration, we mean that the books of the Bible were written by holy men of old as they were moved by the Holy Spirit of God. As a matter of fact, the word inspiration means God breathed. A lot of times when teaching this to a class, to a group, I will say, taking 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, where it says, all scripture is given by inspiration, meaning God breathed. And I'll tell them, say the word inspiration while breathing in instead of breathing out. Well, you try it. See, it's just kind of hard to do it that way because we breathe out when we talk. And that's why the Bible used that word inspiration. It was to breathe out, and God breathed out every word of the Bible. The men that wrote it, they had to be holy men, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. They had to be holy men. And they were writing down the words of God. When we read a book of the Bible, we're not reading the mind of the man who God used to pen the book. We're reading the mind of God. We're seeing what God is thinking, not what a religious or spiritual or even a good man was thinking. This is what God is thinking. But they did have to be holy men of God. And so they were moved by the Holy Spirit in such a definite way that their writings were supernaturally and verbally, that is, word for word, inspired, breathed out by God to them, free from error, as no other writing has ever been or ever will be inspired. Now, we believe that the original manuscript, okay, the very first ones that, say, for an example, you look at the book of 1 Corinthians, and we know that the Holy Spirit of God used the Apostle Paul for the book of 1 Corinthians. Now, we do not believe that the parchment that that was originally written on still exists. Okay? Or we might be tempted, if it did, to worship the parchment itself instead of the God of whose words were written in that parchment. So, we believe that the original manuscripts of the Word of God are no longer in existence. But we believe that God has supernaturally and providentially preserved his word from the very beginning of time to this very moment.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.